The man winked a piercing blue eye at Roran as he sat. "What'll it be, handsome?" The bartender slid a piece of parchment across the counter that listed ale, wine, and cocktails Roran had never heard of. He was thinking about asking for whatever the dwarves were drinking when the man spoke again. "We don't get many of you around here." Roran narrowed his eyes. Cherence had assured him that the umbral elves were no longer treated with disdain throughout the realm. "Soldiers." The man threw up his hands. "I'm sorry, that came out wrong. We don't get many soldiers around here. You're a long way from the frozen north." He pointed to the emblem on Roran's tunic. The tension released from Roran's shoulders. Everything he owned had the insignia of the Northern Guard on it. "No need to apologize. I've been traveling for ages." The man smiled. "I don't envy that ride. Traveling from Eastbourne to Tiberia is enough for me to never want to leave the city again. Name's Callum. What brings you all the way to Eastbourne?" Roran shook the man's hand. "Roran, I guess you could say, this is my chance at a new beginning." "Cheers to that, Roran. You've certainly come to the right place. Eastbourne is a city of transplants and dreamers." He tossed a bar rag over his shoulder. "So, what'll it be?" Roran pushed the parchment a few inches away. As much as he'd read through his father's notebook, it did little to help him understand what the ingredients actually tasted like, or what he wanted. "What do you recommend? My knowledge of spirits is lacking, to say the least." The bartender leaned forward, turning the parchment in his direction. "Well, luckily for you, I hand-picked every item on this list myself." Roran glanced at the parchment. "Is that so?" "Truly. Timothy might own the inn, but I run the tavern. Our chef handles the food menu, and I take care of the drinks. So, what do you like?" Roran laughed. "I'm not even sure I know. We mostly drank ale up north, mulled wine on special occasions." "No need to worry. I'll be your tour guide through the land of spirits this evening."